use what he has all around him, amen, for us, amen. We were created in his likeness, amen. So God likes angels, amen, and I want them a part of my life as well. I hope you are wanting God to bring angels into your life, amen. I believe you have an angel, amen. Amen. You have an angel that watches over you. Amen. Sister Terry's living proof. Amen. She's here with us right now because an angel watched over her just last couple weeks ago. Amen. Fell 30 feet and just has a shoulder problem to deal with. Amen. Hallelujah. God watches over us. God has messenger angels. These angels are used to announce the coming of the babe of Jesus to Mary and Joseph. Aren't you glad for this angel? Amen. Hallelujah. Where would we be right now if we did not have this messenger angel coming to announce the birth of our Lord? Turn to Matthew 1, 20 through 21. It says, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Amen. A proclamation, a message of God delivering a people that is bound in sin, not keeping them there, not keeping them bound in those sins, but this angel is telling her that this guy is going to save them from their sins. Amen. He's going to be a deliverer. He's going to take them out of sin. They're not going to have to be bound by it. If you're bound by sin tonight, you don't have to be. Because there's a God that loves you, amen, and this angel has brought this to our knowledge. I'm thankful that we have angels that bring us messages. Maybe places you need to go or somewhere you need to go talk to. An angel can come to you and give you a message from God. In Luke 1, it says in verse 26, it says, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Right here's your answer when you got a Trinitarian trying to stump you. Right here, God is saying he shall be called the Son of God. Yeah. Amen. And behold, my cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. When these angels come, they come in bright lights. And, you know, that's why they mostly have to say, fear not. Anywhere these angels appear and bring a message, they're spectacular. And they're cause fear to rise up within somebody. But we can know that God is with us and he is for us, and they will speak to us and help us not to fear. Amen. I look forward to seeing angels. Amen. I want them in my life. I want them a part of me. Amen. I want God to be able to speak to me with angels. Amen. I want us to be aware that they are there for us. Amen. We need to call upon the Lord and ask God to send his angels to minister to help us. Amen. Gabriel is a messenger angel. And God would send him with a specific word or warning. I much rather have a good word and not a warning. Unless it's saying, don't go this direction, go that one. You know, in Luke chapter 1 and verse 11, it says, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias. For thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. These angels brought a forerunner of the Lord. Amen. This man was praying, had been praying for a child. And God sent an angel to tell him that you're going to have a son. Not only are you going to have a son, you are going to name him John. Amen? They are very specific when they come. And they are very, they give you detailed instructions that are not to be tampered with. Amen? We have to follow the instructions that are given to us. There are also warring angels. Warring angels are the heavenly hosts. Amen. The word host means military. Very militant, powerful angels. These are the angels that were seen in 1st and 2nd Kings. These angels fight for you. Amen. These angels come to your rescue when you're in trouble, when you're in a dire situation and you don't know how you're going to get out. These angels come and fight for you in 2nd Kings for chapter 6 and verse 15. It says, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. We need not have fear in our life. Amen? We serve a great and mighty God that is able to open up your eyes to see the host that he has all around you, that he has fighting for you. Amen? We sing that song, God is fighting for us. God is on our side. Amen? He truly is. And so many times we get so fearful in our lives that we can't see straight. When we just need to pray and say, God, open my eyes. I know you're here. Open my eyes to see that you have a host around me, that you are going to protect me. God, show me your angels. Calm my fear. Amen. God is fighting for you today. Amen. Amen. You can walk out of here knowing that there are angels all around. Amen. God has prepared them and keeps them there for you. Amen. He's protecting you. He's guiding you. Amen. You don't know where you're going to go tomorrow. You don't know what's going to come in front of you and what's going to come at you. We're living in dire times. Amen. All kinds of things can happen in our lives, but we have a God that is able to keep us no matter what we go through. Amen. We've just got to believe. Amen. We've just got to have faith and know that they're there. And I'm going to see them, and I'm going to believe in them. Amen. And when I need them, I'm going to call on the Lord and ask for his help and his help to show me his host, his armies all around. Psalms 34 and 7 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. I've had a few of these, I believe, come to my rescue in my day, in my lifetime. Amen. I know it was something beyond the natural. Amen. Because I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for the Lord and his protection, his angels that have guided me and kept me. I told you many times about going down to Southern Ohio late when we was just young kids going to get ready to go to school the next day. And it was late that night. And we had a flat tire and it just got worse and worse and worse. And we were barreling down the highway. Everybody falls asleep in the car. And then I fall asleep. My dad's following me. And I go from one side down into the median. Just keep heading straight towards a bridge. There's a road that goes underneath. And my dad could not stop me. He tried catching me with his truck. His truck didn't have enough engine power to catch up with me. And he was going to just bump me and wake me up. But he couldn't do nothing. He just said, my kids are going for this bridge. What am I going to do? And he said, in Jesus' name, stop that car. And when I woke up, my feet was on the brake. And you couldn't slip the piece of paper between me and the guardrail. Because there's a God that has his angels watching over us. Amen. There's a God that cares. There's a God that knows that, hey, I got a plan for him. I got a place I want him to be. I got somewhere I want him to go. I got people I want him to meet. Amen. God sees and cares for you. He's got places he wants you to go, and he's going to use angels to help you get there. Amen. But we gotta just believe, friend. Amen. When you're in trouble, call on the Lord. Amen. Call on the Lord, and he will bring his angels. He will give them charge over you. Amen. God will help us. Amen. So many times I've called on the Lord and God has helped me. Going to camp one night. Trying to make it down there in time and going down through the back roads, and all of a sudden this semi comes left to center right at us. I had nothing to do but Jesus! Turn the wheel as hard as I could. And somehow we got around that thing. I think the people even behind us was amazed. It's like, how'd you do that? God, amen, sent angels to help us and guard us and keep us. God has kept us many times. And I want to expose that to you tonight, to know that you have a help. Amen. You have help. Amen. You can call upon him. Psalms 91:11. It says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Amen. In all thy ways. The angels of the Lord will keep you. They will protect you and guide you. Amen. If God has given you a word and has told you you're going to do such and such, you can go and rest assured that God is going to take you there. Amen. I don't care what kind of circumstances rise up. I don't care what kind of turmoil comes about in your life. Amen. You can just hold fast. And you can just hold strong and believe that God is going to take his mighty angels and he's going to make a way for you that you just don't see. Amen. He's going to take you through the trial. He's going to take you through the situation. In verse 12, it says, "They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." That's what he did for Sister Terry. Grabbed her by his hand and said, "Not yet. Got plans for you." Amen. Not yet. Got to win your husband in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows what he's doing. Amen. He's got hosts of angels ready to come to your aid. There are ministering angels. They are like a human that come and encourage and speak to you. Anybody ever had just an odd occurrence of somebody just walking up and just saying some things to you, and you're like, how did they know that? How did that person know that? God sends angels to minister. You've talked to strangers. You've been in that uncomfortable place. And you wonder, was that? Sure. Absolutely. We need to start believing. Yes. God is ministering to me. Amen. God is talking to me. He's helping me. Amen. We're not alone, my friend. Amen. We're not all by ourselves. God is with us. Amen. When I go onto the east side of Cleveland in those dark alleys and those places, I don't fear because I know God is with me. Amen. I can stand on the corner and on West 32nd and Clark and invite people out, and they throw firebombs at you as you're standing there. The last time I was up there, that happened to me. Standing there on the corner and somebody throwed an M80 at me. Right there behind me. Blew up. Everybody come running out of the church. I said, "Not yet. We're going to win souls. Cleveland." And that night, that lady got the Holy Ghost that I invited in. Amen. She's still there. She got baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. God is on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. It don't matter what this world is doing. Hallelujah. God is able. He's able to come to our rescue and minister to us and help us. Praise God. I hope you're believing tonight. Amen. I hope you're expecting to see his angels in your life. Amen. I think if we come in here expecting more of this, we're going to see more of it. Amen. 1 Kings 19, 5 through 8, it says, "And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and he went in the strength of the of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God." That's a pretty powerful experience there. Amen. But I don't know, maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you're not in that place yet. But there coming a time that God's going to take you somewhere. Amen. And you may be find yourself in a lonely spot in your life. And you may find yourself under a old tree somewhere just trying to just chuck out a life. And God's going to come to you and minister to you. And he's going to use his angels to do it. Amen. He's going to come and say, come on, you got a journey ahead of you. Get up, my boy. Get up and eat, and you're going to make it. Amen. Hallelujah. God is... He is fighting for us, guys. He's fighting for us. He's doing it for us. Bobby Wendell said, "You can prepare your house for angelic visitations. We cannot expect heaven to show up if our house is full of hell." Amen. What are we listening to? What do we got going on in our homes? Amen. If you want God to show up, you got to prepare some things. Amen. Amen. They're used to places where there is no sin, no nothing going on. It's all holiness all around. Amen. Angels are very holy. They show up. Amen. And they don't like sin. They don't like anything that is not of God. So we got to prepare our homes. We've got to get our houses, amen, in order. Amen. We must call upon the Lord in our homes. We must pray in our homes. Amen. Carnality has to go if you want heavenly visitation. Amen. That's at the family gathering. Amen. So many times we can get so giddy and laughing with the family, we forget all about God and the things of God. And we miss heavenly visitations because we're so, oh, I haven't seen that person in so long. And God's trying to use you to minister to them. But we're too carnal in our minds to get spiritual in those situations. Amen. I've seen it many times. Family gatherings, God's wanting to move, but everybody's just having just too much of a good time to let God do it. Let God touch somebody, heal somebody right then. Take a moment, stop what we're doing, stop the games, and say, hey, this person's sick. Let's lay hands on them and pray. Let's believe God for their healing right now. Or somebody's troubled. Amen. You have them at every family gathering. Amen. God is willing to show up, but we got to get out of our carnalness. Amen. And realize that God is with us 24/7. Amen. And he wants to be with you. He wants to help you. So prepare for visitations from God's holy angels. You got to turn the junk that's not godly off. Amen. The whatevers we got today. Amen. There's all kinds of stuff that we got to occupy our minds and time. Amen. And it can take the place where God's wanting to show up and visit you. Amen. How many of you need to know some things in your life where God wants to use you at and where God wants to take you to? Amen. I want God to come and begin to open up some things to me. Amen. About life and things in the future and how we can bless here and how we can minister to this one and how we can help this one. Amen. We've got to prepare for that visitation. You got to praise in your home. Amen. The church ought not be the only place you sing a song to the Lord. Amen. Amen. We can sing unto the Lord in our home and bring the presence of God in. You must have worship in your home. Worship the Lord. Get on your face before God and praise Him and magnify Him in your home. He must be the center focal point of your life. Everywhere you go. Everything you do, God has to be focal point of your life, of your home. Fasting will get heaven's attention and cause angels to come and battle for you. Amen. Fast and pray, believe, keep that in your life, keep that exercise in your life, fasting and prayer. Amen. It brings the presence of God near us. Warring angels come to person's desperate cry when you push back the plate and say, I need an answer. I need an answer. God, I'm troubled. I need you to give me a solution for what I'm facing. Amen. And it takes sacrifice. And when you do that, God will show up. Amen. He will come and help you. The cherubim, they are worshiping angels. Angels that worship around the throne. They are what you feel in a church service. When you feel a movement or you feel something brush you while you're worshiping God in the spirit and in truth. Anybody ever had that experience in your life? I have. I've been in an altar. I think it was Rittman. Can't remember exactly where I was at, but for sure. But I was praying and I was knelt down and I felt a brush go across my back because the presence of God was moving in that place. Amen. I felt a touch of angels' wings. Amen. Amen. I believe God is in our midst. Amen. He is working when we worship and when we praise. Those angels that's what they were created to do. Is worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's what they do continually. Worship God. Magnify God. And they are amazed when you worship God in spirit and in truth. The angels love this kind of atmosphere. When we get in an atmosphere of worship and praise, I'm here to tell you there's a host of angels looking at you and wanting to be a part and wanting to see because they're amazed at you being filled with God's Spirit. Amen. That amazes them. Angels really despise dead church. I don't blame them. Amen. I do not blame them. Amen. They want powerful church. They want Holy Ghost filled church. Amen. They want shouting and praising and magnifying God church because it's not quiet in heaven. Amen. They're shouting hallelujah. They're praising God. They're glorifying God. They're magnifying God. When you don't want to worship the way that pleases God, angels are not attracted to you. Amen? Oh, you're like, oh, here you go again, Brother Roberts. You're back on worship again. You're back on praise. I'm sorry. Amen? You can't get away from it. Amen? You can't get away from giving God glory. Amen? That's what the heaven is full of hosts and legion, just thousands of angels that are giving glory to God at all times, continually. Amen. And we're expecting that we're not going to be a part of that. Oh, I'm tired tonight, God. If you want a visitation, you're going to get right in the mix. Amen. You're going to be one of the greatest praisers there is. Amen. Because you're wanting to bring down God's presence. Amen. I want God in this place when I come to church. Amen. I want God to show up. I want his angels to be present. Amen. I want the presence of God here in this house. I want to see his powerful angels ministering in worship and in praise. I want to feel their touch. I want to feel the power of God in this place. These angels, they seek obedient worshipers. Amen? They are looking for those who are looking out for the best interests of their brothers and their sisters and aren't trying to manipulate others to get what they want. Amen? These angels are looking for righteousness, holiness. Amen. They are very sensitive to any disobedient spirit. If you are full of pride and you cannot praise like Psalms 150 instructs us, then you will probably not attract an angel. Amen. Angels don't want to be near non-worshippers. Psalms 150 says it like this. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. That's what my God enjoys. Amen. When we praise the Lord with everything that's within us. Amen. When we give God glory. And when we give God our all in our praise. Amen. He is wanting to show up. Amen. In Psalms 95, it says it like this. It says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is great, a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also, and the sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Come on, we can come in and prepare a place for the heavenly host of angels to show up. Amen. Amen. We can bring this kind of atmosphere where God's angels come down and are among us. Amen. And can do things for us. The angels are full of worship continually. They continually praise God. Revelation 4 and 8, it says, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come continually, night and day, night and day. I'm here to tell us tonight, if we just worship when we're here and that's all we worship, we're not inviting the presence of angels into our life. Amen. We've got to have some holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come in our day to day. Amen. When we rise, when we get up in the morning, we got to praise. We got to think of the Lord. We've got to magnify Him. Amen. We've got to give God glory and invite the angels into our life. Amen. So in closing, I'd like us to just stand and give God some praise. Amen. Just invite His angels, His presence into this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, You're worthy of praise tonight, Lord. We want Your glory here tonight, God. Open our eyes to see, Lord God, the host that You have prepared for us. God, open up our minds to hear and prepare our homes for visitations from You, God. Lord, there are mighty things that we need, God, and we trust You, Lord God. You're going to send us places, Lord God. Lord, we pray that Your glory fill us, Lord, to overflowing, Lord God, that we can see, open our eyes, open every eye in this place tonight to see the host of angels that they have around them, Lord God, and help us to prepare for greater things in our lives, greater visitations, Lord Jesus. Lord, on our jobs, in our workplace, Lord God, on the road when we travel, God, show us Your glory. Show us Your power, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, speak to us, Lord. Send angels to minister to people. Lord God, reveal truth to them, Lord Jesus. God, send the angels of Cornelius, Lord God, to people that we're ministering to, God, and reveal truth to them, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, I want a visitation in my life. Hallelujah. I want a visitation, Lord. Hallelujah. I want greater things, Lord God. I want greater things in my walk with You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I have just scratched the surface of what God has for us. Amen. But I just want us to think about these things and be aware that they're there. Amen. There's many stories in this book where angels came to minister. Amen. To people just like you. Amen. People that had shortcomings, just like you. People that had faults, just like me and you. Amen. But God used them mightily because they prepared for a visitation. Praise God. Thank You. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.